huddled with you and just talked you through these last couple of games. Try to keep your confidence up.
Yep, I try to talk to the coaches quite a bit. You know, just making sure that everyone's on the same page, especially with me and them. You know, because being a point guard, you gotta know exactly what the coaches want and try to be a leader out there. That's definitely one of my goals this year, even though I am a freshman. But yeah, just learning from that, you know, taking pointers from them critiquing me on my game and telling me what I did well too, to just continue to improve. They're always looking to try to make me and everyone else better, and they do a good job of that.
Are you a big film guy? Do you watch a lot of film?
I haven't before I came here, and since I've gotten here, I've watched tons of it. Watched more film this past since the season started than I have my whole life. And I really like it a lot. You're able to really see what you're doing in games and in practices. We film all the practices and stuff and see what you're doing well, different things that you have been doing that you shouldn't be doing, you know, just different ways to improve your game and to improve as a team.
How about the academic side of it? Has that been a step up for you too?
It's been fine. You know, I've always just been hardworking in the classroom, and I feel that I'm a pretty smart kid and that I'm able to get it done in the classroom.
Is that carryover? Everyone says, you know, that you're a good thinker on the floor too. You think it's all connected somehow?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. just try to not make too many mistakes, I guess. Just trying to, you know, think things through. Especially that's where film comes in too, where you can kind of see it in slow motion, and then when you're in the game, you don't really have to think about it. You just react.
Have you had any doubt creep into your mind after these last two games? Like, what am I doing? Or, like I said, maybe you expected some of this.
No, I just staying confident through everything. You know, you're going to have different lulls. You're going to have, you know, in each game, there's, like, basketball is a game of runs, and, you know, the other team might make a run, but you can't. You got to move past that and make your own run, you know. And just during the season, there's going to be ups and downs. You got to stay confident throughout the whole thing and keep playing your own game.
Mike, what do you guys learn from two tough road losses like you just had?
We learn a lot. One thing we learned, we need to be a little bit tougher. You know, we gave up too many points defensively, gave up too many offensive rebounds. That's something that we're going to look to continue to improve on every day in practice and as the season goes forward.
You play six of your next seven here at Carver. I mean, does that help as you try to improve on those things that didn't work on the road?
It's going to be nice. Just getting to play in front of the fans. You know, personally, I kind of like the road games. I got my first taste of it at Virginia Tech. In high school, I always liked the road games. You know, if your team's doing well, it kind of quiets the crowd and everything. I've always loved that feeling. But, you know, it's always nice to play in front of this home crowd. And, you know, we'll just look to continue to improve on everything.
You talked about confidence and how you try to stay confident even when you're going through lulls. Mm-hmm. One guy that looks like he's gotten more minutes and is starting to play more confident is Pat. What have you seen in the last few weeks?
Pat just works his butt off. You know, he's going to – it's no joke that he's going to be a lockdown defender. You know, it's no secret. He's definitely a hard worker. And, you know, it took him a little bit to get used to the system, but I think he's starting to get going now, and he'll definitely be able to help us in some of these games.
What's the biggest thing you took from the last two games?
We really got to be tougher, I think, in my opinion. Just some of the second chance buckets we've given up, some of the how many points we've given up. You know, that's something that going forward we're going to play some really tough teams. Especially all the Big Ten teams. You know, they're really they work hard and everything, and we got to just be able to fight through that and be the tougher team.